Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast at Moments with Akunke, and I hope you guys are staying safe and maintaining social distance as usual. You see that social distance, it is very, 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 very important. You will notice I emphasized more on the very because it is what it is. And remember, health is wealth. So if you don't have a stable health or a good health, you can't have enough wealth. Don't leave me. Yes, so please, it is important for you to stay safe at this period of the year, not just for yourself but for your friends and family, and most importantly for me. So use your hand sanitizers regularly, eat healthy, make sure you're with your nose covered at all times, and if it is not important for you to go out, please stay indoor. And at least some people are still working from home because they feel that's the best thing to do at a time like this. So please, coronavirus is real, and do not take the risk by going out. Do not take that risk. We will not be a victim. Also, to my amazing listeners, I love you guys so much. You mean a whole lot to me. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the word of encouragement. To those who can't do without sharing my link to their friends and families, thank you so much. It's because of you people have not given up, and I do not take your love for granted. In fact, few people were in my DM and were like, okay, we've not heard from you. When are you releasing your next episode? We can't wait to hear from you. Well, I'm back and I'm better, and I'm still your favorite talkative Akonke. So on today's episode of Moments with Akonke, I'll be talking about Canopy Brothers, and you'll be wondering, who are Akonke referring to as Canopy Brothers? Yeah, so you should endeavor to listen to this episode to the end if you want to know the meaning of Canopy Brothers, if you want to know those who I'm referring to as Canopy Brothers, because trust me, we have them around us. Yes, we have them around us. So stay tuned. Yeah, so I was going through my friend's WhatsApp status, and she asked why people have relationship issues when they are single. Imagine being heartbroken. Imagine crying over a guy every day. Oh, you broke my heart. But you'd be wondering, you broke her heart. You ask the guy, Alpha, why did you break my friend's heart? I'd be like, I didn't ask her out now. Ah! You didn't ask her out. Babe, you said you didn't ask you out. Why are you crying? Oh, I love him. This thing I'm using to life is actually not funny. Yeah. I know, right? So please, to avoid stories that touch to the heart, to avoid being heartbroken when you are not in a relationship, it's always important to define your relationship with people. So I reacted to her status with a smile, and she was like, Akonke, you have to talk about this in your next podcast because it's actually annoying and irritating. If as a guy, you can't man up to your emotions. Yeah, it's very, very annoying. It breaks our hearts. You know, we are emotional. So she further explained that she further shared a lady and a guy's experience with me. The guy and the lady, they're always together. They've been together for long. He did not ask her out, and he doesn't want another guy to get close to her. Imagine. In fact, he even gets angry if he sees a picture of her with another guy. You agree with me that that is just pure selfishness, because I don't see any reason why you should be angry. You are not dating her, you've not said anything to her, so why shouldn't you allow her to get close to other people? So guys, if you fall in this category, you are selfish and you are a canopy brother. I said what I said, and I will explain myself. We all know how a canopy looks like. Yeah, we all know how a canopy looks like. It serves as a shield. It protects us from rain, sun, and we have different types of it. There's the one supported with four rods, iron rods, that helps the canopy balance. And there's the one that looks like a house. It even has windows. Even if you don't attend our beds, you've seen it in movies. You know how it looks like. You have an idea of how it looks like. And you agree with me that if as a person you are outside the tent, you can't see those inside the tent, you just be hearing voices. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's until you move close and look through the window or you enter inside the tent itself. This applies to Kano people that they're always around you. Just like the mother hen protects its chicks with the feathers, you dare not move close to steal the chicks from her. You get what I'm trying to say? So those are canopy brothers. They're always there. They will shoot you. They won't give room for other people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So if you're a canopy brother, change your ways. Ladies, if you have them, you don't worry, after this episode, you will know how to fish them out. Don't worry. You know I'm here for you. So I'm talking about how to identify them, and I grouped them into three. We have the available brothers, we have the expensive ones, and we have the ring brothers. Yeah, ring brothers. So I'll start with the available brothers. They're always there. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, they're always there. They're always there. They will call you, they wake you up. Baby, how was your night? Hope you slept well. Hope you dreamt about me. I'll be like, oh yeah, baby. In fact, you woke me up with your call. Hey, God. So those ones, they will call you in the afternoon. Babe, what are you doing? I'll send my driver to come pick you up right now. We need to go out. I need to take you to a place. I know it takes you out and it drops you home. And the night he sent you a message. Babe, how was your day? I hope you had fun. I just want to tell you I love you and I want you to know you're always on my mind. And you'll be blushing, you know, you'll be blushing like Mumu. You're like, oh. And you reply, babe, thank you. I sleep well. And every day you keep reading the messages. You get so they're always there, they're always available. They'll tell you, call me when you need me. And there's no lie about that. They will always come running to you. They've already seen you finish. They know everything about you. What your parents don't know about you. What your siblings don't know about you. What your friends don't know about you. They know everything about you. That's what I mean by seeing you finish. And my already sang it. Don't let them see you finish. Then go finish your biscuits. Then go finish your sweets. Shakara don't handle. After they see you finish and they don't, everything, all your shakara, your shoulder will fall down. So those ones. And if you're like me and you ask questions, you'll be like, guy, how far? Yeah, we ladies, we read ministry, a lot of things. It's not where we do it intentionally. That's how we are created. We are very, very emotional. So if you're like me, you ask questions like, guy, how far? What's up? All this you are doing, like, I don't understand. And the guy will be like, okay, why are you sounding like this? I don't believe you're talking like this. I am doing this because of my generosity to you. It's because I like you, and that's why I'm doing all this. In fact, my babe's in America. I'll be like, mado. So all the text call, taking me out, and I love you, see you, my dreams. It's just because you like me. I've been doing that consistently. Sorry, English is that. I've been doing that consistently for 3 years. This is why it's always important to define your relationship. Set boundaries with people. That aside. Then, see these expensive brothers. Oh, God. Money is not their problem. They have the money. They shower you with all manner of gifts. They give you financial support. They'll go extra mile to take you to expensive places. In fact, they will give you gifts. So then you think you've reached your bus stop. That I'm not going anywhere. Okay? Say this guy is my guy, and they even tell you to call them when you need them. And it's true. They always be available. They comfort you with reassuring words, but they are not hitting the nail on the head, and they are not allowing those that want to do that to do it. And that's why, as a lady, at times, if a guy walks up to you, approaches you, and he's not giving you gifts, he's not doing what the canopy brother is doing, you feel he's not the one. Hey, babe, stay woke, because the guy that is even doing everything, that you're already thinking in your head that, hey, God, when is this guy going to talk? When is he going to ask me out? And he's not doing it. And he's still there. And people that want to ask you how to go, they'll be like, ah, don't disturb her. I think she's going out with so. But deep down inside, you know you are still single to stupor. And you'll be wondering, why am I still single? It is because of that kind of people that. So if you have someone like that around, see, the worst thing that can happen if you talk about it is you receive no. Yeah, the worst thing that can happen to you is heart broken with words. Yeah, it will break your heart with words because it will tell you that you're just like a sister to me. Yes, it will tell you you're just like a sister to me. And there's no crime. Life goes on. You move on. So ladies, stay woke. So you see this last set of people, eh? They are the ring brothers. They will give you ring. Now this one bad pass. Because of their selfish attitude, they give you a ring because they don't want any other person to disturb you. And of course, when you see a ring in a lady's hand, lady's finger, what else do you expect? Yeah, probably there's somebody doing everything for her. She's already engaged. But 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 months, a year, 2, 4 years, and you're still with the ring. And anytime you ask me, when are you getting married? Be like, you're still taking your time, and you're not financially stable, you're not this. And there's actually a guy that is even ready for you. He's ready to take you to mommy and daddy and all that. But because you are with a ring brother, you feel that's the end of it. So I understand the pressure you guys get. I understand you're pressurized from friends, from family, in fact, African mothers. They want to be like, why Ibalu mama ko wale? When will you bring your husband home? And you feel you're in a haste, you are rushing. In fact, especially if you belong to the Godwin Foundation, you know, you're like, hey, Godwin, you say, hey, Godwin, Godwin, there'll be a problem. So set your priorities right and take your time, don't rush. A broken relationship, broken introduction, broken engagement is better than a broken marriage. Marriage is for a long period of time. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should not have close friends. I'm not saying you should not have close male friends or close female friends. But do not assume for them. Fine. They're actually friends that spend on their friends. You get what I'm trying to say? That take them out for lunch, dinner, buy them gifts and all that. There's no crime in that. But do not assume for them. Yeah, I know we ladies can be so emotional. We think ahead. We conclude a lot. In fact, we are good in that. So if you fall into that category, just ask questions. If you feel all these things is doing is getting into your head, talk to yourself, look into the mirror and talk to yourself. So if you have someone like that, you shouldn't be rude. Just sit him down, talk to him about it, let him see reasons and let him give you his own reasons. You guys should talk about it. You don't need to be rude, so you won't be heartbroken when you're not even in a relationship. Now that type of heartbreak, bad pass, as in, because you've already fantasized a lot of things together, you've already pictured you and that guy together, and at the end of the day, he's telling you, you're just like a sister to me. Hey, that's it, finish. So that's it on today's episode of Moments with Akonke. I'll be leaving you with this verse. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So don't limit God. In fact, it is this time, it is during this period you should even get closer to God. So do not limit God. Stay safe. Ciao. Thank you.